Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is the first daf in Maseches Chagiga. We're Chagiga daf Beis. For those listening on YU Torah, this is Elisha Greff covering for Rabbi Leibowitz. The rabbi will be away for a week. He's away through and including next Friday, so he'll be back next Shabbos, God willing. Today we begin what, according to the Rambam at least, is the last Masechta in Seder Moed, so a very momentous occasion. In less than a month, we'll be Misayim Seder Moed. Again, according to the Rambam, this is the last Masechta in Seder Moed. We'll get to the Tosfos that we saw yesterday in a moment. But first, without further ado, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. Also by Daniel Cohn, Le'ili Nishmas, his grandfather, Manny Middleman, Pinchas Elimelech, Ben Yaakov Shmuel, a Holocaust survivor whose yahrzeit is tomorrow. The Neshama should have an aliyah, and we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So again, according to the Rambam, this is the last Masechta in Seder Moed. We saw Tosfos yesterday on the last daf of Maseches Moed Katan, who said the reason that the Gemara and the Mishnah, in fact, strove to be Mesayim B'Davar Tov was because, according to Tosfos's ordering of the Masechtas and Shas, at least, Maseches Moed Katan was the last Masechta in Seder Moed, but the Rambam in the Parash HaMasnayis has a different order, and it's the order that we follow in our Seder Daf Yomi. According to the Rambam, the reason that Maseches Chagiga comes all the way at the end and is the last Masechta in Seder Moed is because not everybody is obligated in the mitzvah of Chagiga, of Olas Re'iyah, which we're going to be talking about in this Masechta. And because all of the other Masechtas in Seder Moed have spoken about Yamim Tovim, that everybody in Klal Yisrael is Mechayiv to either perform the mitzvah Saseh, but even if not the Aseh, because their mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, they're obligated in the Los Aseh's of the various Yamim Tovim, including, of course, Maseches Moed Katan, where we had said when we began Maseches Moed Katan, the reason it was called Moed Katan is because it applied or describe primarily the halachas of Chol HaMoed. It's in effect a small moed, but women are obligated in all those halachas as well. The halachas of this Masechta apply only to certain subsets of Klal Yisrael, and that's why, again, it appears last in Seder Moed. Now, what does this Masechta discuss? So this Masechta will discuss primarily two topics, although, of course, within those topics, it's broken down into many, many subtopics. So the first topic is going to be, and we're going to start with this in today's Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara, the various karbanos which are brought on Yamim Tovim when we know there is a mitzvah of Re'iyah, there's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, that the people have to go up to Yerushalayim, men specifically have to go up to Yerushalayim on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and there is a halacha that's brought down in Chumash, V'layira Panai Reikam, that when you go up to the Beis HaMikdash, when you go up to be Ola L'Regel on Yontif, you're not allowed to appear empty-handed. So what does it mean that you're not allowed to appear empty-handed? So there are three karbanos that we're going to focus on that one has to bring when he is Ola Regel and goes up to Yerushalayim. So the first karban is in Ola. It's a karban of Olas Re'iyah. That's from the Pasuk of V'lo Yeroh Panai Reikam, that Shalosh Pamim Hashana Yeroh Kolz Churchas Panei Adon Hashem. And that's why it's called an Olas Re'iyah, from the word Yeru Panai Reikam, that you have to bring a Karban Ola. Karban Ola, of course, is Kula Kalil. It's all burnt on the Mizbeach. It all goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. So you have to bring a Karban Ola when you make Aliyah L'Regel. That's why we call it, or part of the reason that we call it also Aliyah L'Regel. Good. Shalmei Chagiga are the other type of karban that you have to bring, and the reference in the pasuk to the Shalmei Chagiga is from the fact that it says Shalosh Regalim Tachog Li Bashana Tachog, from the lashon of Chagiga. The Chagiga is a shlamim. We know that a shlamim is partly burned on the mizbeach, but also partly eaten by the owner. So whereas he brings one ola which is kula kalil, he'll also bring a shlamim which he gets to eat, and he gets to partake of that karban on Yontif. And then finally, there is a karban called Shalmei Simcha. So Shalmei Simcha is derived from the pasuk of Esamachta B'chagecha. There's a mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif. We're going to see Ein Simcha Ela B'basar. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, that meant, of course, basar or karbanos. Nowadays, that the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing, we'll see what exactly, or how exactly, the mitzvah of Simcha is performed nowadays. But unlike Olas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga, which were brought taught once at the beginning of the Yontif, and we'll talk also about the Indian of Tashlumen in the ensuing sugyas that follow. Shalmei Simcha, there was a mitzvah to bring every single day. Why? Because every day of Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Vesamachta Bechagecha, and so long as you need more meat, and Shlumim can only be eaten for 2 days and one night, you would keep on having to shecht all of these karban shlamim. So again, three types of karbanas that were brought when somebody would be ola regel. The last third of the Masechta talks about probably less exciting topics of Tumah Tahara, a lot of details relating to Tumah Tahara. We'll have the opportunity to learn a couple of those sugyas together, as well as the rabbi at the end of the Masechta is going on his trip to Poland to be Mesayim Seder Moed in the Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. So we'll get to learn some Tumah Tahara together as well. So without further ado, let us start the first Mishnah in the Masechta. So again, we've already described what the three general karbanos are that a person has to bring when he's Ola L'Regel. And the Mishnah says, Akol Chayavin Bereiya. Everybody is chayev to bring the olas re'iya, except for a whole bunch of categories that the Mishnah is now going to talk about. A very basic question that the Achronim ask is, why does the Mishnah talk about re'iya, which is the olas re'iya, if the first karban mentioned in the psukim sequentially is the Shalmei Chagiga, because the first pasuk is Shalosh Pamim Tachog Li Bashana, so that's a reference to the Chagiga. So in that case, why do we mention Olas Re'iya first in the Mishnah? And the Achronim answer, because of a couple of reasons. First of all, because the Chiyuv of Olas Re'iya begins at night, when Yontif begins, Elamai, you can't bring a carbon at night, so de facto, by definition, you're not bringing it until the next day. Whereas the Chiyuv of the Chagiga first begins during the day. Other Achronim explain that the order of bringing any karban, if you have two karbanas that you have to bring, there's always an order of priority. And the order of priority is always such that the Ola will come before the Shlamim, because the Ola is a more holy karban, if you will, in that it's Kula Kalil. It all goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all burnt on the Mizbeach. And therefore, if you were ever in a situation like we are in every Yontif, where you have to bring an Ola and a Shlamim, you would bring the Ola first. And notwithstanding that the first reference in the Psukim is to the Karban Shlamim, practically speaking, you're bringing the Ola first, and therefore the Mishnah talks about the Re'iya, the Olas Re'iya. So everybody is Chayim in the Olas Re'iya, except for this laundry list of people. Chutz, Mecheresh, Shote, V'Katan, these three are always grouped together. We're going to talk a little bit today about what a Cheresh is. V'tumtum v'adroganes, also peoples whose genders are a little bit ambiguous. Either now there are six genders, but we don't know whether they're a man. That was a joke. We don't know whether they're a man or a woman. V'nashim, and women are going to be putter from being Ola L'Regel. V'avadim, Shena Mishachrarim, and avadim who are not freed are putter from being Ola L'Regel as well. The Turei Evan asks, why do we need a separate mention in the Mishnah to exclude Avadim? There is a halacha that we're going to see later in the Masechta that the only people who are obligated to be Ola L'Regel are people who own karka in Eretz Yisrael, and an Eved can't own karka because Masha kan Eved kan Arabo. So what's the Havamina that an Eved would have to go be Ola L'Regel? So the Turei Evan explains, well, it could be that if the Eved is married to a woman and the woman owns karka and then the woman dies, then he would be Yorish the woman, and so in the end it would turn out that he would own karka. So other Achronim don't like that answer, because even if the Eved is not Yorish, first of all, why is the Eved married to a regular Jewish woman? Is not supposed to be married to an Eved, and this assumes also that the Dini Yerusha will apply to an Eved. The Sfasemis explains, no, the halacha of there being a requirement that you own karka in order to be Ola L'Regel is that you need to own karka in order to have a chiyuv to go up to Yerushalayim. and present yourself in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if you're already in Yerushalayim, then would you have to bring the korban if you're already there? So that doesn't depend on whether you own karka. So that's why the Sfasema says, the Mishnah has to tell us, even if the Eved finds himself in Yerushalayim, where there's no chiv to go up because he's already there, still he has no business going to the Beis HaMikdash bringing these korbanos because he's potter in these halachos. Tosfos on Beis Amid Beis, which is shayach to the Mishnah, just talks about, like, he's bothered. I didn't really understand the Tosfos, to be honest, but he's bothered why Cheresh, Shotev, and Katan are in the singular, and Noshim and Avadim is in the plural. So why are some of these exclusions mentioned in the singular, some of them mentioned in the plural? For those who are very into grammar, you can look at Tosfos V'Noshim, which is on Daf Beis Amud Beis. So again, continuing in the list of people who are not obligated to be Ola L'Regel and bring these karbanos, it's a chiger, a lame person, vasuma, and a blind person, vachola, vazakein, and a sick person, and a zakein, and a very old person who's infirm. Umisha'ina yachalalos paraglov, and somebody who can't literally be Ola L'Regel, because very literally the mitzvah is to go up to Yerushalayim. So if you have somebody who's so infirm that he can't go up to Yerushalayim, he can't make it up there, then he's going to be potter. He's not going to be chayiv to go to Yerushalayim. So one of the exclusions that we mentioned, one of the categories that we mentioned in the Mishnah, was a katan. The question is, what type of katan are we referring to that is potter to go up to Yerushalayim? Because we know, and what's unspoken in the Mishnah, is generally there is a mitzvah of chinuch for a katan. Well, I said for a katan. There was a mitzvah of chinuch regarding a katan. What exactly the mitzvah of chinuch is subject to a major machlok, as we've shown him, whether the mitzvah of chinuch is a chiyuv d'oraisa or is it a chiyuv d'rabbanan? Is it a chiyuv on the child or is it a chiyuv on the parent to be mechanech the child? So a very interesting sugyas over there. Not for now, but we had mentioned that that a katan is going to be pater from aliyah l'regel. But again, what type of katan are we talking about? Because usually katanim, at least when they're close to bar mitzvah, we try to be mechanech them to do mitzvahs. So says the Mishnah, that izo katan, what's considered a katan, is going to be patur from aliyah l'regel. Kol she'ina yachol lirkov al kaseifav shel aviv elalos mirushalayim laharabayis divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says any katan who's too young to get a shoulder ride from his father as they go up from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. And Beis Hillel omrim, kol she'ina yachol lechos biyado shel aviv elalos mirushalayim laharabayis. No, it's got to be a little bit older. It's got to be a kid who's not old enough to hold his father's hand and walk with him up from Yerushalayim to walk from him up to Yerushalayim and Harabayis. And then Rashi says that once you reach that age, whether a younger age according to Beis Shammai, a little bit of an older age according to Beis Hillel, from then on, even though there is no chiyuv minat Torah, midirabanan, and this is Rashi Lishitase, midirabanan, there is a chiyuv on the father and the mother to be mechanechem in mitzvah. So when he's that young that he's literally unable to get up with his father to Yerushalayim or from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, you don't have to bring him. Once he is that age where he's able to get there, then the mitzvah of chinuch kicks in. According to Rashi, that mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah midrabanan on the father and the mother to be mechanechem b'mitzvahs. Okay, so says the Mishnah Vayter. So I shouldn't have stopped where I stopped. I should have read an extra three words. So how does Beis Hillel know that the katan has to be old enough to actually grab his father's hand and walk up from Yerushalayim to Harabayis? Because it says Shalosh Regalim. What are the Yamim Tovim called? They're called Shalosh Regalim. Regalim is an interesting word. It's a confusing word. Sometimes you'll hear a Bal Musaf, instead of saying Shalosh Regalim Bashana, they'll say Shalosh Raglayim Bashana, or they'll say like weird things. Shalosh Pamei Raglenu, they'll say instead of Rigalenu. But there is definitely a play on words. Regalim, Raglayim. Raglayim obviously means legs. So Shalosh Regalim, it's a hint that the only people who are chayiv to go up and be Ola L'Regel are people who are able to walk up under the power of their own feet. That, of course, is why a chiger, why a lame person, is a putter from going up to Yerushalayim as well. Now, Beis Shammai Yomrim, how much these karbanos have to cost? We know that, again, there's an Olas Riyah, there's a Shalmei Chagiga, then there's a separate Shalmei Simcha. So Beis Shammai Yomrim, HaRi'iyah Shtei Kesef, HaChagiga Ma'a Kesef. That the Olas Ri'iyah has to cost 2 Ma'a of Kesef, and the Chagiga costs 1 Ma'a of Kesef. So let's say $200 versus $100. Well, Beis Hillel Amrim, HaRi'iyah Ma'a Kesef, HaChagiga Shtei Kesef. And Beis Hillel says flip, that the Ri'iyah has to cost $100, and the Chagiga has to cost $200, and the Chagiga has to cost $200. Okay, so says the Gemara now. So Hakol la'asuye mai. So who does Hakol come to include? The Mishnah began by telling us that everybody is chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, and then the Mishnah mentioned the 10 different categories. I wasn't counting, but a bunch of different categories of people, of individuals who are putter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, who are putter from being olah l'regel. So who is it, in fact, that's going to be chayiv to be olah l'regel? Hakol la'asuye mai, who does that come to include? It's got to come to include somebody other than men. So what does hakol mean? Hakol la'asuye mai, la'asuye mi shechetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin. It comes to include one who's a chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin. Because the Mishnah mentioned that an eved she'eino meshuchrar, a full-on eved, is going to be potter in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. The hakol in the beginning of the Mishnah will teach me that a chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin is going to be chayiv. So it's only a full eved who's potter, but a chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin is going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara though, Ravina, damar misha chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin, potter min Re'iyah, but there's a shita of Ravina. Ravina says that one who's a chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin is going to be potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So hakol la'asuye mai, who does hakol come to include? It can't come to include a chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin, because according to Ravina, he in fact is potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Says the Gemara, la'asuye chiger b'yom rishon minis patesh b'yom sheni. It comes to include somebody who was lame on the first day of Yontif, but then he was healed on the second day of Yontif. And we had said that a chiger, a lame person, is one of the individuals who is potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. But if he was healed over the course of Yontif, so it's still Yontif, and then he's able to get up and bring the karbanos, then he has to go to Yerushalayim, he's going to have to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's going to have to bring the karbanos. But says the Gemara, that doesn't fit according to all of the Mandi Amrim as well. That works according to the Mandi Amrim, who says that kulan tashlumen zelazeh. We'll see Rashi what that means in a second. But according to the Mandi Amar, it says that there everything is a tashlumen only for the first day. Who can Akol include? So Rashi, we're not going to read it inside because I don't want to run too short on time here. But Rashi says that there is a machlokes, what exactly the relationship is between the chiyuv to bring the karbanos on the first day of Yontif and the chiyuv to bring the karbanos on the rest of Yontif. Is it that you have 7 days to bring the karban, and ideally you're supposed to bring it on the first day? But if you don't bring it on the first day, you can bring it on the second day. If you don't bring it on the second day, you can bring it on the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, etc., etc. The mitzvah is to get there, and if you don't get there on the first day, we're obviously Zerizim Makdim in the mitzvah, so we try to get there as early as possible. But if you don't get there as early as possible, it's not so terrible. You could get there later on Yontif. So that's what it means when kulan tashlumen zeh lazeh, meaning ideally you perform it as quickly as possible, but if you don't get to it as quickly as possible, no worries, you could do it later on Yontif. So if the inyan is to do it any time on Yontif, so if the guy was a chiger, if he was lame on the first day of Yontif, so he was absolved from performing the mitzvah, but then he was healed, so he was able to get there later in Yontif. If there is a general mitzvah to get there on Yontif, and it's independent of the halacha of the mitzvah to go on the first day, then if the guy is healed later on in Yontif, he's going to have to go bring his karban. Whereas, if kulan tashlumen l'rishon, if it's not that there's a chiyav and an independent chiyav on every day to go up to Yerushalayim, to Arabayis, and to bring the karbanos, but rather, if there's a chiyuv on the first day, and if you miss the first day, then you're allowed to go on subsequent days. So it turned out the nafkamina is that if you were putter from going on the first day because you were a chiger, because you were lame, and you were included in one of the categories who are putter from going up to do the mitzvah, so if you were putter on the first day, you can't have tashlumen, you can't make up something that you were putter for to begin with. So says the Gemara, that you're telling me that Akol comes to include somebody who was lame and putter from the mitzvah on the first day, but then became obligated in the mitzvah in the later days of Yontif, that's only according to the Ma'ad Amar, who says that Kulan Tashlumen Zelazeh, that there's a general chiyuv to get up there during any of the 7 or the 8 on Sukkot days of Yontif and go bring your karbon. But according to the Ma'ad Amar, who says that they're all Tashlumen for the first day, I can only have Tashlumen in something that I was chayyah for. I was putter on the first day, and therefore the guy's going to be putter for the rest of Yontif as well. And Akol Lasuye Mai, so back in the Gemara. So what does Akol come to include? So says the Gemara, Lasuye Suma Bachas Me'inav. It comes to include somebody who was blind in one eye. We had said that somebody who is blind, period, somebody who's blind in two eyes is going to be putter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Somebody who's blind in one eye is who's included in the Lashon of Akol. Hakol Lasuye Mai. Who does Akol come to include who's chayev in the mitzvah of Re'iyah? Somebody who is blind in one eye. Udalo ki haitan. And not like the following Tana. The Tanya, Yochanan ben Davoy, Yomer Mishum Rav Yehuda, that Yochanan ben Davoy says in the name of Rav Yehuda, Suma Ba'achas Me'inav, Potter Min Ariyah. So this man, the Yomer, holds that a Suma Ba'achas Me'inav, that somebody who's blind in one eye is going to be Potter from Riyah. Why? Shenemar Yir'eh Yera'eh. Because of a play on words in the Pasuk, it says, Shalosh Pam Vashana, Yera'eh calls Korcha as Panei Adon Hashem. Yera'eh is written Yir'eh, but literally it means to see and be seen. And so the Gemara darshins, Kederech Sheba Liros, Kach Ba Leiros. Just like you come to be seen, so too you are seen when you go up and you are Ole Regel. So Ma Liros B'shtei Einav. Just like when you go up, you are seen with two eyes. What does it mean that you're seen with two eyes? It means that the purpose of Aliyah L'Regel is so that you should go visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his house, Kaviyachal, in the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sees everybody who's Ola L'Regel, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everybody with perfect vision, anthropomorphically, whatever that means, because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeing us with a full faculty of sight, Kaviyachal. Therefore, when you go up, you also have to have the capacity to see with both eyes. So if you look in Tosfos over here in the bottom, so Tosfos just points out Yireh Kederech Sheba Liros Perish Rashi Kederech Sheba Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liroscha. The way we explain, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to see you, the Hainu B'shtei Einav, with two eyes, Af Ata Bala Roso B'shtei Einecha. Also, you have to go see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with both of your eyes. Below you talking to Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like, it's not that he doesn't like that one of these aspects of the equation, one of these parts of the equation is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he agrees that it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he doesn't like the language that Rashi used, because the language says, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to see you with two eyes, so too you have to come and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with two eyes. But v'lo yitachin the Rabbeinu Tam said Tosfos, to lo shayich bia gabe shchina. It doesn't matter. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and sees you with two eyes? What do we know as kids? Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Hashem is everywhere. It doesn't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash to see you. To lo shayich bia gabe shchina shabakal makamu, because the shchina is everywhere. V'oh, the darish mesores kodem adarabah hayilanu lidrosh hamikra kodem. Also, why does the Gemara say yireh yeireh? If the Gemara wanted a darshan, the Gemara first should have said the word as it's written in the pasuk, and then made a drasha on that word. But the pasuk says shalosh pamim bashana yera'eh kol zechurcha. So what's the limit in the Gemara? Yera'eh, yera'eh. No, it's yera'eh, yera'eh. The opposite, says Tosfos. V'yod the darish mesores kodem adarabai el lidrus amikra kodem al kain garis Rabbeinu Tam yera'eh yera'eh. Ma liros b'shtei einav sha'adam ba lehisraus lifnei amakom b'shtei einav. Just like a person goes to be seen with two eyes, the two eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. Just like a person goes and then he is seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with two eyes. Afa adam ba liros amakom b'shtei einav. Also a person goes to see, a person comes to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his two eyes. Okay, so again, a slight variation in is HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming and seeing us, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to come because he's already there. But either way, what the drasha from this pasuk means, that just like you are going up to see and be seen, just like the person, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is seeing us with perfect vision. So too, in order to be chayev, according to this Mandi Amar, according to Yochanan ben Davoy, in the name of Rav Yehuda, in order to be chayev to go up and perform the mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel, we have to have the capacity to see perfectly as well. And that's why, according to that Mandi Amar, Asuma Ba'achas Me'inav is going to be putter. But not like that Mandi Amar. If we hold opposite that Mandi Amar, Asuma Ba'achas Me'inav is going to be chayev, and that's what the Hakol comes to include. Says the Gemara, "Vibasema liolam kida amri meikara." Maybe, we could say, like we said at first, that our call is to include one who's a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. V'dekakashala chod Ravina, but we asked the question. Ravina says that a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin is going to be putter from Ria. Lokasha kan kamishna rishona kan kamishna achrona. One is the Mishnah Rishona, one is the Mishnah Achrona. What's Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona? What in the world are we talking about? So Rashi helps us out, gives us a preview to what the Gemara is going to tell us right away. So Rashi, in the last Rashi on the Amud, says, Kodem shechazru beis hillel la'oros kedivrei beis shammai, that there is a machlokas beis shammai beis hillel, which we're going to be introduced to in a second in the Gemara. What do you do with a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin? Because he's sort of in a pickle. He's in an untenable situation because he's bouncing around. He's chayiv, he's potter in mitzvahs. He's a free person, he's an eved. All these people have different halachos, so it's a very, very difficult situation for him. So we're going to see in the Gemara in a second that Beis Shammai had said that we force his Rav and we force his Rav to free his side, his Sad of Avdus, and then he's going to become a Ben Chorin. Whereas Beis Hillel had initially said, well, no, he'll just behave like in this very, in this manner of the dichotomy that he'll get to spend one day like an Eved, one day like a Ben Chorin, and he'll basically do one on, one off. So it'll be like a flex time free person and a flex time Eved. So Rashi says, Kodem Shechazru Beis Hillel La'oros Kedivrei Beis Shammai, Seifa Demasniz and Diktani Chutz Min Avonim Sheinam Meshachrarim. The Mishnah, which tells us that everybody is chayiv except for avadim or are not meshukrar, the ukma ravina b'misha chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin, the potter, where Ravina says that's talking about a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin is going to be potter, that was nishnes kodem shechazru beis hillel. That was before Beis Hillel reversed their shita, which we'll see in a minute. But after Beis Hillel, Paskin like Beis Shammai, they reversed their shita and said that Beis Hillel can force the master to free him. So this Mishnah, which says that Akol comes to include Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin, the reason that the Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin is going to be Chayev is because Beis Hillel ultimately admits that there really is nobody who's going to be in a permanent position of a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. Why is the chatzi eved chayiv? Because we're going to force his master to free him, and he's going to become a free person, and then he's going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of olas re'iyah. The Gemara is going to talk about this right now. Ditanan, three lines up from the bottom on Beis Amud Aleph. Misha chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin, Oved es rabba yom echad ves atzmo yom echad. So, if a person is a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin, so again, one day on, one day on, one day off. So there is a question that the stipler is medayin in. What does it mean that he's one day on, one day off? Does it mamish mean that he's like a free person in total on his free day, and he's an eved in total when he's on his eved day, to the extent that on his free day he would theoretically be allowed to marry a Jewish woman, just like a Jewish man is allowed to marry a Jewish woman, and then he would be allowed to divorce that woman, just like a Jewish man is allowed to divorce a Jewish woman, and that he's actually behaving like a free person? And for that matter, does it mean that on his free day he's chayev in all of the mitzvos, just like a regular Jewish man, whereas on his Eved day, he's chayiv only in the mitzvahs that a woman is mechuyav in, just like a regular Eved would be? Or does it mean that he's a chatzi Eved v'chatzi ben chorin, and he's like sort of like a mixture, like we don't know what he is? So in other words, Oved es rabba yom echad vez atzma yom echad, that's what he does physically in terms of his labor, but in terms of like his halachic status, he's a little bit confused. We don't know what he is. So the stipler is mesupuk, what exactly the halacha is here. But again, the shita of Beis Hillel was that if a person is a chassi ev v'chassi ben chomrin, okay, so he'll work one day and then he'll be free one day. Work one day, be free, like that in sequence. Divrei Beis Hillel. Amar lan Beis Shammai. So says Beis Shammai to the Beis Hillel, tikantem es rabo, that's atzmo lo tikantem. So you have created a situation where you're doing good by his master, because his master makes sure that he gets the work of this eved every other day. So the master is going to be happy. But what did you do for the Eved himself? He's stuck in a bind. Why? Because Lisa Shivcha in a Yachal. He can't marry a Shivcha because he has a Tzad Cherus. Bas Chorin in a Yachal. He can't marry a Bas Chorin because he has a Tzad Avdus. Li Batel, should he stam sit and never get married? Valolo Nivra Olam Elalapur Yavarivya. But the very purpose of the creation of the world was for Pruravu. And then curiously, the Gemara quotes another Pasuk, Shinemar Lo Sobara Lashevis Yitzara, that the Pasuk says that the world was not created to be left barren. Tosfos explains why the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Lo Sobara, which is even a more fundamental mitzvah than Pru Revu for some reason. So the Tosfos talks about this. We don't have time to get into this Tosfos. Tosfos also asks that, hang on a second, why do we actually force the master to free the Eved? There's a mitzvah say of Pru Revu. There's a mitzvah of Lo Saseh of Lo Yiyeh Kadesh, meaning that a Ben Chorin is not allowed to marry a Shivcha. So why do we force the Rav to free the Eved? Why don't we just say that this Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin, he's a little bit of a confused state because he has halachas of both an Eved and a Ben Chorin. He has an Isser to marry a Shivcha because his Tzad Cherus has an Isser of Lo Yiyeh Kadesh, that he's not allowed to marry a Shivcha. But there is a chiyuv asay of pru revu, so the asay shakamim midocha the los asay. So why do we force the rav to free him? So the answer is, says Tosfos, because we're only going to say asay docha los asay when it's ef sharlakayim shneim. Because if there were an irreconcilable conflict, then we could say asay docha los asay. But over here we have another way out. Instead of saying that the asay of pru revu should be docha the los asay of lo yiyeh kodesh, we could force the master to free the eved. So that's exactly what we do, says Tosfos. So says the Gemara again. So Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, the master is great because he gets the work of the Eved every other day. But the Eved is in a quandary because he's in this perpetual state of uncertainty. He doesn't know who to marry. He can't perform one of the fundamental mitzvahs. He's stuck. So basically, we force the master to free the Eved. We force the Eved to buy himself out and to pay the master. And that way he becomes a total free person. The Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoros Kedivrei Beis Shammai. And then Beis Hillel turned to Paskin like Beis Shammai. So there would be basically no such thing as a Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin. So this is such a good answer. Really, it's a little bit curious then. What does it mean when it says Akol Asuyemai? Akol comes to include a Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin. The Gemara just told us that according to Beis Hillel, there's no such thing as a Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin, because we're going to force his master to free him. So what does it mean that the Mishnah comes to include a Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi? What does it comes to include a Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin? So Rashi says that no, even though practically speaking, we force the master to free him, really, the only people who are chayiv and re'ia are people who are going to see es ha'adon Hashem, their master Hashem. This person, even though ultimately, yes, we're going to force the master to free him, because this person, kaviyachol, has two adons. He has the adon ha'olam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he has his physical master. He would still be putter from re'ia, according to Rashi, even though ultimately we're going to force his master, even though we're going to force his master to free him. Okay, says the Gemara, now Viter. Good. So we've discussed what Hakol comes to include. The first set of exclusions mentioned in the Mishnah was Cheresh, Shote, V'Katan. So what does this mean, Cheresh? So let's start with that. So Ktani, Cheresh, Dumi, Deshota. So the Cheresh that we're talking about in the Mishnah is a Cheresh which is similar to a Shota, V'Katan, to a Shota and a Katan. Just like a shota v'katan, shota is a deranged person. We'll see what that is in tomorrow's daf. But just like a shota and a katan are not b'nei deya, af cheresh delav b'nei deyahu. So also the cheresh The deaf mute has to be somebody who's not a ben deya. He is not of sound mind. V'kamash malan kedetnan cheresh edibru chachamim mikol makom, that the cheresh that the chachamim would always talk about in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara, that is talking about she'eno shamea ve'eno medaber. It's talking about a cheresh who doesn't hear and also doesn't speak. So everybody always touches up cheresh as a deaf person, but it's not only a deaf. If the deaf person speaks, then that's not the cheresh that we're talking about in the Gemara. It's got to be a deaf mute person. Hamedaber ve'eno shamea. But if he could speak, but he can't hear. Shamea ve'eno medaber. If he could hear, but he can't speak, then he's going to be chayev in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, because that person is a ben deya. Because he's a ben deya, he's going to be chayev in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, just like every other man. Tanina lahad tana rabbanan. And we find support in the following brisa. Hamedaber ve'eno shamea. If a person can speak but can't hear, zehu cheresh. That's called a cheresh. So a deaf person, that's why the Mishnayos get complicated, because a deaf person, when we say cheresh, it means both deaf and deaf mute, according to the context. We'll see why cheresh means a deaf person in a second. But a medaber veiner shamea, zeh cheresh. If a person can speak but can't hear, that's a cheresh. Shamea veiner medaber, if a person hears but can't speak, zeh ilam, that's a mute person. Zeh v'zeh, then both the person who can't hear but can speak, the person who can speak but can't hear, harei kepikchen l'kol devrayim, they're considered to be a pikeach, they're considered to be a person with his mental faculties in all respects. Umimai de medaber veino shamea zeu cheresh. How do we know that a medaber, if a person speaks but can't hear, he's called a cheresh, and shamea veino medaber is zeu ilam, and a shamea veino medaber is called an ilam? Tichsiv va'ani kecheresh lo eshma, because it says I will be like a cheresh and I can't hear. That's why I know a cheresh is somebody who can't hear. Uchi'ilam lo yiftach piv, and I will be like a mute person who can't open up his mouth. That's how we know that ilam refers to somebody who can't speak. Vibas ema kadamri inchi, others say that it says, people say, ishtakil milule, that speech was taken for him, and ishtakil milule is the Rashi Tevis of Elaim, so we know that Elaim is somebody who can't speak. So he can't speak, but he can hear. So again, what the Gemara has told us is that the cheresh that's mentioned in the Mishnah that's going to be pater from olas re'iyah is only a cheresh she'ena shamea ve'ena medaber. But if he has one of these faculties, if he's the cheresh, the other type of cheresh, meaning that he's ena shamea but he is medaber, or if he's an ilam, that he's medaber but he's not shamea, then he's a nichayev in the mitzvah of re'iyah. Says the Gemara Vayter with the two dots 5 lines up from the wide lines. Va'atanya, medaber ve'ena shamea, shamea ve'ena medaber potter. How could you tell me that if a person hears but doesn't speak, or if a person speaks but doesn't hear, he's chayiv to be ola l'regel? We have another braisa that tells us explicitly that he's potter from aliyah l'regel. Some ravina v'isei maravach, chzuri mechzura v'chuktani. So there's a chzuri mechzura here. Hakol chayavin b'ri'iyah uv'simcha. Everybody is chayiv in the re'iyah, in bringing the olas re'iyah u'besimcha, and in bringing the shalmei simcha, chutz mecheresh amedaber veino shamea, except for a cheresh who speaks but doesn't hear shamea veino medaber, or who hears but doesn't speak, shepater min a re'iyah. He's going to be pater from the olas re'iyah. However, va'af al pi shepater min a re'iyah, chayiv besimcha. Even though he's potter to bring the olas re'iyah, he's still going to bring the chayiv, he's still going to be chayiv to bring the shalmei simcha, because he has a mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. However, v'she'eino lo shamea v'lo medaber, however, somebody who can't hear and can't speak, v'shote v'chatan, potter af min ha'simcha, he's going to be potter not only from olas re'iyah and the shalmei chagiga, but also the shalmei simcha as well. Ho l'ptur mikol ha'mitzvahs amuras b'torah, since they're potter in all mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Torah. Tani nami achi, we have a similar brisa. Hakol chayavin b'ri'iyah uv'simcha. Everybody is chayav to go up and bring the olas re'iyah and the shalmei chagiga and also the shalmei simcha. Chutz mecheresh amedaber veino shamea, except for somebody who can speak but not hear, shamea veino medaber, hear but not speak, shapturim in a re'iyah, that they're potter from bringing the olas re'iyah, vafal bi shapturim in a re'iyah, and even though they're potter from bringing the re'iyah, turning to gimel amed aleph, chayiv besimcha, they're chayiv in the shalmei simcha. However, v'sheina lo shamea v'lo medaber, a deaf mute, v'shote v'katan, and a shote and a katan, who are lav b'nei deya at all, Pturei naf min ha-simcha, they are also pater from simcha. Ho alu pturei mikol ha-mitzvahs ha-muras b'torah. Because they are pater from all mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Torah, the Gemara tomorrow is going to start off by asking these people who can speak but not hear, can hear but not speak, why is it that they're pater from all asriya, but they're going to be chayiv and shalmei simcha? So we're going to leave off on that cliffhanger. We will pick up from this point on three lines down or four lines down tomorrow. I hope everybody has a great Shabbos, and we will be back on the Zoom, God willing, on Sunday morning. Everybody have a great Shabbos and a great day.